Good evening. Welcome to August 2, 2016 session of the City of Atlanta's License Review Board. My name is Joy Barnes, the chair of your board. My colleagues will introduce themselves, starting at my far left.
Good evening, Priscilla Carter.
Will Lobb.
Veronica Hoffler, Law Department.
Byron Amos.
Janelle Thomas, good evening.
And again, good evening, all. I'm Detective Miles. Welcome to the August 2nd, 2016 meeting of the License Review Board. Before we begin, we'd like you to place all electronic devices in a silent mode so it does not interfere with the recording equipment. In advance, your cooperation is greatly appreciated. The following items on tonight's agenda will not be heard. Items 17 and 18, which are the application of Lean Motorsports Incorporated, doing business as Lean Motorsports, Leonardo Interozzo, agent. Also, items 20, 21, and 22 are the applications of Masquerade, Inc., doing business as The Masquerade, Brian McNamara, agent. Also, item 23, which is the application of Highway 5 FM, Inc., doing business as Highway 5M, Ashif Khan, agent. Before we begin, we're going to have the board make a recommendation to hear the consent agenda.
I move we adopt the consent agenda with the exception of item number one.
Copy.
Do we have a second?
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The consent agenda is adopted with the exception of item number one.
They're good to go.
Oh. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move we approve the consent agenda as adopted.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? Consent agenda is approved.
Item one, the application of 2 a.m. Guide LLC, doing business as Georgia Beer Garden, Juan Martinez, agent. License request to operate a special event with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise Saturday, August 13th from 9 o'clock a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and Sunday, August 14th from 12:30 p.m. to 12 o'clock midnight at 420 Edgewood Avenue Southeast. This is a special event, item one.
With apologies, I neglected to inform all of those on the consent agenda with the exception of item one that you may be excused. Everybody's already gone. Good. Thank you.
Again, when your name is called, kindly approach the podium, state your name, your residential address, and the county in which you reside. If you're going to be represented by an attorney, the spelling of the last name. With that being said, we'll move to item 10, which is the application of Michelle Rush, license request to operate as a bond person in the city of Atlanta for a second chance bail bonds company at 976 Jefferson Street. This is the application for a bonds person license, item 10. Permission to recall.
Recall.
Also, item 11, the application of William Morris, Jr. This license request to operate as a bond person in the city of Atlanta for a second chance bail bonds company located at 976 Jefferson Street. This is also application for a bonds person. Permission to recall.
Mr. Marsh is not in the house either. Please recall. Thank you.
Item 12. The application of Mango's Caribbean Restaurant, LLC, doing business as Mango's Caribbean Restaurant, Matthew Nelson, agent. License request to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 180 Auburn Avenue. This is a 2015 failure to renew. Item 12.
Hello, how are you guys doing? My name is Matthew Nelson. I reside at 149 Barley Court, Southeast in Cobb County.
Ed Rooker, Spears Consultant, 678 Grant Terrace, Atlanta.
Good evening, Mr. Rooker. Welcome, Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson, are you aware that your application is being presented as a failure to renew for 2015?
I am.
What happened?
The state did not approve my license in 2015. So I wanted to wait until the issue was all resolved before I reapplied.
All right. And when did you reapply?
We are in the process.
This application just went in recently, during the past month.
During the past month, during this month of July?
Yeah.
All right. And so, Mr. Rucker, have you had the Mango's Caribbean restaurant open?
Yes, we have been open, but we...
I'm sorry, I said Mr. Rucker. I meant Mr. Nelson, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
We've been open, but we have never served alcohol.
No service of alcohol during this year?
No, at all.
All right. Not at all?
Not at all.
Not yet?
Not ever.
Okay.
We have not been approved by the state, so we're still waiting. That's still something that we have to do. And we've talked to the agent at state, and they said that if we reapply, we will be approved.
Thank you.
So we're prepared for that.
Thank you. Colleagues, do you have any questions?
So if we get this resolved tonight, you still have the state to wait on. You still have to get the state's license.
That's correct, sir. So we still have to, they wait on the approval from the from here first, if I'm correct.
They're waiting for what?
The approval from the in the city first, right?
Is that the way the ordinance reads?
I think so. They need to be an approval for a city first.
Are you sure?
I am not sure.
You're not sure? Mr. Rucker, no, sir. Not right now. Mr. Nelson?
Yes, sir.
Have you studied the city's ordinance?
I have.
Do you remember what chapter you were in?
No, ma'am.
So you'll probably want to review it so that you know the order of acceptance.
Okay.
As well as the hours of service, when and if you restart your service.
I appreciate that, ma'am.
Thank you. Were there other questions? And Mr. Nelson, Mr. Rucker has probably advised you that we have mandatory penalties at this point.
Yes, ma'am. I'm aware of those.
As passed by the City Council.
Yes, ma'am.
You are a single serve.
Madam Chairman, before we get to that point, you probably should have a finding of whether or not you find that he's failed to renew and then.
Thank you so much, Ms. Hoffler. Board members, do I have a recommendation as to whether or not Mr. Nelson certainly had a failure to renew for 2015?
I have a question. Mr. Rucker, did you fail to renew your license as you've been charged?
I did.
You did. And based on your admission that you failed to renew, I will make a recommendation that we impose the minimum fine as required by law before sending your application on to the mayor.
Ms. Thomas, I think what I'm hoping you're doing is to recommend that Mr. Nelson's application be accepted with his penalty of failure to renew before we go to penalty phase.
Before we go to penalty, we want to find you. I'll make a motion that we find you guilty as you've been charged. A failure to renew.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
A second.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay.
Oops.
Thank you. Are you on over there?
I am. Seem to be closer. I second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Mr. Nelson, Mr. Rucker, you heard our recommendation. Now for the penalty phase, the mandatory penalty for a single serve establishment. For your first violation is a minimum of 5 days to a maximum of 180 days suspension of the license and a $2,500 fine. Did I hear that?
I will make a motion that we fine Mr. Rucker for failing to renew. 5 days suspension, since this is your first offense, and a $2,500 fine.
It's probably Mr. Nelson who
Mr.
will accept
Nelson.
That.
Yes,
the reason I'm smiling,
yes,
I apologize.
Thank you. That's all right. And do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any nays? Mr. Nelson, Mr. Rucker, we will certainly forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor with a recommendation of the minimum 5 days suspension of the license and a $2,500 fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Item 13, the application of RMRMJ Enterprise Incorporated, doing business as JR Crickets Restaurant, Reginald Brown, agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 886 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. This is a change of ownership. Item 13.
How everybody doing? My name is Reginald Brown. I live at 3984 Garfield Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, and I live in DeKalb County.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown, your fire, health, and building letters are still pending?
That is correct.
All right, great. You know what that means, Mr. Brown. Certainly, pending whatever recommendation we give, you still have paperwork to make sure it gets to license and permits.
Okay.
All right. Is this your first time serving as agent?
Yes, it is.
It is. All
it
right.
Is, yeah.
Have you studied and understand the city's ordinance?
Yes, yes. I've read it, and it's been a while because I applied back over a month, close to 2 months ago. So I do understand it.
You do understand. Do you remember what chapter you understood?
Yeah, the drinking in public, chapter 10.8 or something like that.
Yeah, that's close enough. Thank you very much, Mr. Brown.
Okay, thank you.
And no, we're not finished.
Oh.
Have you been in the room?
Yes.
Okay, so you see my colleagues have an opportunity to ask questions,
okay,
address
sorry.
Their concerns, etc. And I also need to note that Mr. Brown attended NPUT, as in Thomas, and met with their approval. Now, colleagues, any questions or concerns?
Yes. You're very close to NPUK and L.
Yes.
Are you familiar, or did you meet with anyone in those two NPUs?
Actually, I went to four NPU meetings. I went one in T, I went one in K, and I also went one in L. And they had some other NPU meeting at the Morehouse campus that I attended as well.
That probably was a neighborhood meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Would you describe yourself as a good neighbor since you border on three NPUs?
Yeah, I do consider myself as a good neighbor. I just really kind of want to give back to the community. This restaurant is actually J.R. Crickets, and it's a family-friendly environment, so I think it will work out very well.
Is this a new location for this restaurant?
Yes, it is.
Other concerns, other questions, colleagues?
Parking, how will you handle that parking since that seems to be a little issue right there on that corner?
Well, actually, I have, I met the owner, well, not the owner, but the supervisor of the Walmart location, and we discussed some parking availability there in at Walmart. They're right there on the end, and also I've been trying to get in touch with the lady that owns the property right across the street because it's vacant and she has it gated. So I will hear something from her probably on Tuesday of this week.
Do you expect to have, certainly with the fire, health, and building, you'll have time certainly to pull all of that into the mix?
So this is a new location as well as a change of ownership?
Yes.
What's the current location, or what was the old location?
The old location was the Mardi Gras Cafe.
It's never been a J.R. Crickets.
So it's the same. It's not a new location. It's a new name.
It's a new name. Yes.
All right.
Sorry about that.
That's a distinction.
Is this your first restaurant that you've owned?
Yes, it is.
What inspired you to go into this business?
Well, actually, I did over 15 years for the Federal Bureau of Prisons. I worked for a company called Dismiss Charities of Atlanta, which is a residential reentry center. But my passion was fast food industry and food industry, period, prior to me starting with the Dismiss Charities of Atlanta.
What process?
I'm just back now to my passion, I should say.
What process will you have in place to ensure that there isn't any underage drinking that will occur in your establishment?
Well, actually, we have a POS system, and it's Harbor Touch. And this Harbor Touch system actually, you know, we have to kind of scan all identification, whether you're drinking or whatever. You have to scan that identification, and it picks up on if it's fake identification or whatever. And the company that I use is called Harbor Touch, Harbor Touch POS system, point of sale systems.
It's a great control to have.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Any other questions?
Your food, could you tell me a little bit about the food that you're going to serve?
Yeah, actually, we specialize in wings and all different kinds of wings, anywhere from hot buffalo teriyaki, Sanchez, smoked barbecue ribs, seafood as well, sub sandwiches, soups, and also salads.
Well, I would, any of, if there are no other discussion, I'd like to offer a motion that we send your application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Okay.
Thank you. I have a favorable recommendation and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Item 14, the application of North Georgia Taps, LLC, doing business as the Brass Tap, Bakari Nelson, agent. This license requests operate a restaurant, liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with customer dancing and live entertainment at 790 Glenwood Avenue, Building 200, Suite 260. This is a new applicant at a new location. Item 14.
Yes, my name is Bakari Nelson. I reside at 284 Turnbridge Circle, Peachtree City, Georgia, and Fayette County.
Michael Sard, Sard and Leff Attorneys, 3789 Roswell Road, Atlanta, 30342.
Good evening, Mr. Nelson, Mr. Sard.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Nelson, for the Brass Tap, 790 Glenwood Avenue. It's a new location.
Yes.
And for that reason, your fire, health, and building are still pending.
That's correct.
Thank you. Mr. Sard knows what to do. And Mr. Nelson attended NPUW and met with their approval. And Mr. Nelson, have you studied the city's ordinance, sir?
Yes.
And do I have to ask which chapter?
Chapter 10.
Thank you so much. Colleagues, questions or concerns?
Yes, what makes you a good neighbor?
Just a friendly environment, neighborhood, works with the community well.
You ready to undertake this responsibility, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Got one of the better attorneys by your side, so you must be serious.
Yes, ma'am.
Are there other questions or concerns, colleagues?
Do you have any prior experience with owning an establishment of this type?
No, I don't have any prior experience owning or operating a restaurant, but my experience in my current profession, overseeing a seven-state territory, working with managing other individuals, I do. And with the Brass Tap, it's a franchise, so we go through a five-week training program that I'll be attending.
Okay. So this is the franchise. Okay.
Yes.
How many Brass Taps are there around the state? Is it local or is it?
No, the Brass Tap is out of Tampa, Florida. There are currently 38 locations. We hope to have 50 open by the end of the year, and there's currently one in Georgia in Dunwoody.
So do you have the Georgia franchise? Or?
Yes, Georgia franchise.
So you get to open them all over the state?
Well, right now I'm licensed for up for three.
Up for three.
Great. Let's hope the Atlanta location works out. All right, colleagues, any other questions?
I'd like to make a motion that we
please
approve and send it forward to the mayor with his approval.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? Mr. Nelson, Mr. Sard, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Item 15 and 16, the application Luca LLC, doing business as Cabo Cantina, formerly Buckhead Tavern, O'Connell-Zoteri agent. This license request operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 264 Far Road Northeast. This is a change of ownership. Also, item 16 is the patio. So both item 15 and 16.
My name is Okan Azuteri. I live at 250 Far Road Northeast, apartment 218, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305, Fulton County.
Susan Pulaski, Begner & Begner, PC Attorneys, 5180 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30342, Fulton County.
Great. Mr. Ozuteri, am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes.
Thank you. And you're welcome to lift that mic. It comes up. There you go. Okay. Thank you. Mr. Ozuteri, your fire, health, and building letters still pending?
That is correct.
All right. And Mr. Ozuteri attended NPUB, as in baby, and met with their approval. And yes. Mr. Ozuteri, has Ms. Pulaski schooled you on the art of the city ordinance?
Yes.
She did.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Have you studied and understood the city ordinance?
Yes.
You're sure? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Colleagues, questions?
So you're part of a different restaurant group as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mosaic Restaurant Group, yes.
Are you still affiliated with this organization, this group?
I'm still with, yeah. I hold a liquor license. Restaurant, too.
Are you going to be intimately involved in both establishments?
Yes. It's next to each other, basically.
Okay.
Same building.
Mr. Ozuteri, I will ask you if you could speak up a little bit. We have a transcriber,
okay.
And
sorry.
We want to make sure he picks up every word.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you serve as the owner and manager of this establishment?
Yes, I'm the owner and, you know, manager as well. And
Will you be at both locations at the same time?
No, I have also managers. I just oversee, like, you know, make sure that everything just goes right.
But so you will have a designated manager at each
yes.
location at both restaurants?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you had any issues at the other restaurant?
No.
Right in the middle of quite a few happy hours there on Far Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting better. That area is, you know, after the mall built right behind our property. You know, it's a good area for restaurants now.
Yeah, my question really is around the what kind of processes or procedures would you have in place to make sure that you are not serving underage people?
Oh, we have a good training program that when we hire our bartenders, we make sure that they know that, you know, they have to check IDs regardless at the bar, and also our servers go to tables and make sure that, you know, they check IDs.
Who does the training? Is that you?
I have a manager that, you know, does. I have a bar manager, and I also have a general manager. They do both, like, the right. training.
What kind of training or experience has that general manager had?
I mean, oh, his experience?
Yeah, what gives you confidence that he's capable of training your people?
Because first we have our own meetings, and then we make sure that they do their job so they get the staff together, and weekly meetings, make sure that, you know, they check IDs all the time, and, you know, so far we have never had a problem at our other place, so, you know, I guess it works out very well for us.
All right, thank you. Hopefully it will work out for you.
Hopefully.
Great. Thank you. Other questions or concerns? Recommendation, please.
We recommend that we send this as a favorable to the mayor's office.
Thank you. I'll second it.
Thank you. We have a favorable recommendation and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any objections? Mr. Ozuteri, Ms. Pulaski, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Item 19. The application of A&M Aria LLC, doing business as Family Food Mart, Rizwan Khan, agent. License request to operate retail package beer and wine at 12 Atlanta Avenue. This is a change of ownership. Item 19.
Susan Pulaski, Begner and Begner Attorneys, 5180 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30342, Fulton County.
Thank you, Ms. Pulaski, but are you the agent?
No.
Okay, we prefer the agent to introduce himself first. Thank you, that's all right.
My name is Rizwan Khan, Family Food Mart owner, 12 Atlanta Avenue, Atlanta. Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Khan.
Yes, ma'am.
We need your home address and county.
Yes, ma'am. It's 3772 Auger Trail, Douglasville, Georgia, 30135, Douglas County.
Thank you. And you have a female bodyguard there?
My name is Amreen Khan, and my address is 270 17th Street Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30363.
Thank you. And Ms. Pulaski, who has already, you got her vita? Great. Thank you. Mr. Khan, welcome. Family Food Mart at 12 Atlanta Avenue. Is this the location on the corner?
Yes,
right,
ma'am.
There on the corner?
Yes.
Okay. And your fire and building letters are still pending?
Madam Chair, that's correct.
Are you doing a build out there?
No, ma'am.
So the inspections just haven't been done yet in the change of ownership? That's go ahead.
I think the fire department is running a little bit behind because I've got a couple others that need to be done too.
All right, okay.
I'll check on them.
Or established businesses, they come back out. Okay, thank you. And Mr. Khan attended NPUV as in Victor and met with their approval. And Mr. Khan, have you studied the city's ordinance?
Yes, ma'am.
And you understand it well?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, questions for Mr. Khan?
Yes. There were several issues of concern that were expressed by the community. What is your response to the conditions that they were asking you to consider?
Yes, ma'am. We will do whatever they ask for. We actually signed that affidavit, like an agreement.
Excuse me, Mr. Khan, could you please speak more directly into that microphone? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We will willing to do anything they ask for. I mean, they asked us a few questions not to sell some items, so we agree on that one. And we also signed an agreement, and we notarized that. And whatever they ask, we will do that, ma'am.
Have you had other establishments in neighborhoods before of this kind?
No, ma'am.
This will be your first time?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Other concerns to be addressed? Any other questions? Do I have a recommendation? I'm sorry.
I'm just curious. The list of conditions is somewhat
extensive.
Somewhat bizarre, actually, frankly. It's one of the conditions that you signed to, that you attested that you would not do, is no sales to school-aged children during the hours of school. That's actually on there.
Mm-hmm. The last bullet.
So I don't know how much this means and how committed you are to these, but there are some obvious ones that are very positive. So I think you just signed it because they asked you to sign it. No one really looked at it. But
I mean, we were ready to do that. I mean, yeah.
I think you're ready to do anything, but I hope you do the right things on this list and ignore the ones that are obviously not.
Yes, sir, we will do. I mean, we don't do anything wrong. I mean.
Good.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
One of the conditions is that you not sell single cigarettes. Do you agree to that?
Yes, ma'am. We're not selling anymore.
Which is illegal anyway. Very much illegal.
You going to start selling fresh fruits and vegetables?
Yes.
You will?
Yes, sir.
That's a good one.
One thing, how would you describe yourself as a good neighbor?
Just be friendly with everybody, ma'am, and try our best to do any illegal activity we see, we call the police right away.
Motion.
That address all our concerns. Thank you. Please.
That we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Mr. Khan, Ms. Khan, and Ms. Pulaski, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Best of luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Item 24, the application of CJ Entertainment, LLC, doing business as the Office Gentlemen's Club, Stephen L. Johnson, agent. This license requests operating an adult entertainment club, liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with live adult entertainment at 1635 Moreland Avenue Southeast. This is a change of ownership. Item 24.
Stephen Johnson, 3782 Princeton Lakes Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331.
Susan Pulaski, Begner and Begner Attorneys, 5180 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30342, Fulton County.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, welcome. Ms. Pulaski, you look awfully familiar. No, we've seen you before. Okay. That's quite all right. I'm sorry. It went by everybody. Okay. Mr. Johnson, your fire, health, and building letters are pending?
That is correct, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. And Mr. Johnson attended NPUW, as in Whale, and met with their approval. And Mr. Johnson, have you studied and do you understand the city's ordinance governing the Office Gentlemen's Club service of alcohol?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Let me ask, what is the Office Gentlemen's Club?
It used to be formerly the Foxy Lady on Moreland.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you had previous experience as an agent for that type of establishment?
No, ma'am, but I've been in the restaurant business since 2007. I currently own a restaurant called Pizza Bar on Camp Creek.
Okay, great. Does it also have gentlemen? No?
No, ma'am, but we have some very nice servers there.
You have very nice servers. Okay, and what kind of management style would you have?
I will be the general manager. I have three other managers that I have that's been working with me for the last 6 or 7 years, and I'm also going to hire a consultant to come in from the old Foxy Lady to stay on while we get the establishment up and running.
Excellent. Actually, that's what I was looking for. Okay, thank you. Questions, colleagues?
I just want to make one comment. Your address listed on your application says 3725 Princeton Lakes.
That's it.
Is that your address? Can you, I would think.
3725 Princeton Lakes Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331.
What did he say before?
3782 is what he said earlier.
That's from an old address. Sorry.
That's your role.
And this is unit 4002?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. Colleagues, questions, concerns?
I have one comment. I'm Mr. Johnson. I'm familiar with the Pizza Bar on Camp Creek, and I'm also familiar with the challenges of Moreland Avenue and just that property right there. So if you're able to bring that type of well-run establishment to the area, I definitely support you in that.
Yeah, that's my purpose, and that's what I'm trying to do. Probably trying to upscale the area a little bit.
Thank you.
Do we have a recommendation, Ms. Amos?
I move that we send this applicant forward to the mayor with favorable approval.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Mr. Johnson, Ms. Pulaski, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you.
Best of luck now.
Thank you. Item 25, the application of JewFit LLC, doing business as JewFit, Robert Jewell, agent. License request to operate a gymnasium at 22A Bennett Street Northwest. This is a new applicant at a new location. Item 25.
Mr. Jewell, are you in the house? Let's hold it.
Permission to hold. I'll return to items. Let me see here. Yeah, there we go.
11.
Yes, items 10 and 11. First item 10. The application of Michelle Rush, license request to operate as a bond person in the city of Atlanta for a second chance bail bonds at 976 Jefferson Street. This is the application for a bonds person license. Item 10.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Michelle Rush. My address is 2579 Lollick Drive, Monroe, Georgia, 30260.
Did you get that address, Will? Okay, thank you. Ms. Rush, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you? Good. Thank you. Ms. Rush, your application or your request to be a bonds person, what makes you want to be a bonds person?
Well, I'm going on my fifth year of doing it. I do it for Fulton County as well as Cobb County, but I love the pleasure of being able to help people.
Excellent. What would be some of the differences, if any, between the Cobb County practice and Fulton County?
What are the differences?
Yeah, if there are any.
It's really not any difference, to be honest with you, besides the rate of what we charge or what the county charges. That's the only difference.
But for you as the bonds person?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, but as far as the customer service and me helping people, it's not no difference. I treat everybody the same.
All right. Thank you. And is there, if have you read the city's ordinance for bonds people?
Yes, ma'am. Chapter 30.
Thank you. So does Cobb County have something similar?
I didn't have to stand in front of no board for Cobb
County. Oh, you didn't? Oh, yeah. Isn't this great?
This is the first time.
Yeah, this is great, though, right?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Thank you. Questions, colleagues?
Yes, what's the biggest challenge you have in being a bonds person?
Not being able to help someone. Not being able to help someone when I really want to. And it's not more of my challenge, it's that person not being able to have the necessities for me to help them.
Recommendation?
Especially our young people. So.
Any other questions to my left? Please.
Recommendation that we send this application on to the mayor with the favorable.
Thank you.
I second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any objections? Ms. Rush, we'll move a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Best
yes,
of
ma'am.
Luck.
You
Thank
all
you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
Item 11, the application of William Marsh Jr. license request to operate as a bond person in the city of Atlanta for a second chance bail bonds company located at 976 Jefferson Street. This is the application for a bond person license. Item 11.
How you guys doing? My name is William Marsh. My address is 2025 Gardner Drive. That's in Alpharetta, Georgia. Zip code is 30009.
Good evening, Mr. Marsh.
Good evening, ma'am.
You and Ms. Rush came in together.
Yes, ma'am.
So have you studied the city's ordinance as well?
Yes, ma'am. Chapter 30.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Marsh, what makes you want to be a bonds person?
Just like Michelle, I'm going on my fifth year also.
Oh, okay.
Just want to grow as a company, that's all.
Great. Thank you. Questions, colleagues?
Nobody want to talk to me?
Or a recommendation? It's nothing personal.
I know.
Getting back to wanting to be a bail bonds person, does earning a living ever come into this?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you.
Earning
a living ever come into this?
In a way, every time you do your job, obviously you want to get paid, but sometimes you have a passion for it. I just like it. I love it. Helping people is what we do.
Excellent. Got a recommendation?
I recommend we approve and send forward the mayor for his approval.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Mr. Marsh, we will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you, guys.
Best of luck now.
Madam Chair, members of the board, if there's no additional information bring before tonight's hearing, this concludes the August 2nd, 2016 meeting of the License Review Board.
Thank you. The hearing is adjourned.
Will Ms. Brittany Colvin please come to the front?
Ms. Brittany.